I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
First and goal from the five for the Rams. Akers, a one-man gang for the touchdown. 122 of the Rams, 196 yards for that guy, Cam Akers, who has been a star today.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Chris Ranji in today for Joe O. Next hour, we got to go prop shopping. We'll have our lightning bets and, of course, be joined by Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough. He's going to be part of the show coming up next hour and talk all about game number six here in the NBA Finals. And Ryan's going to be brought to you by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets. A real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And we got a fun segment coming up here with some kind of off-the-wall things that are happening. You could say sports, but just around everywhere. Just some wackiness out there with Chris that I want to touch on. But Chris, first, you heard there the Cam Akers call, Joe Buck from last season. Cam Akers really emerged at the end of the season as one of the better running backs in the NFL, rookie out of Florida State. Sean McVay leaned on him late in the season into the playoffs, over 20 rushes per game, I'd say from December on. A sneaky bet, Joe and I talked about it last week, to maybe lead the NFL in rushing yards. And boom, we just get the news here this morning. He tore his Achilles. He is out for the season. That's a major blow to the Rams.
Yeah, that is really bad because I'm not exactly sure who steps in then. I don't know who's going to get most of the carries. They were the fourth favorite to win the Super Bowl. I think that's not changed yet as far as the numbers go, as far as the prices go. I don't think anything has changed there as far as I'm aware. Maybe you know what the numbers were ahead of time. The NFC West, they are still the favorite in the division at plus 190, along with the 49ers. They have the exact same odds, the two of them do. I think it changes things a little bit. Here's why. If you're going to have an injury at one of those skill positions, I feel like running back is probably the one you want to have happen more than anything else, right? I mean, you can, if it's your quarterback, you're in trouble. If it's your top wide receiver, that's going to be difficult, but you might be able to replace him. You can replace your run game, your running back, and you can find ways to scheme a decent running game as long as you have a good offensive line and as long as you have a good quarterback. So it's not good. It certainly isn't good. It kind of decreases their margin for error, but I don't know if this is an absolute killer for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say killer either. You can still find him at 14-1. You know, there's not been an update yet for Super Bowl odds. I don't think it's going to change fundamentally because, like you said, it's a running back and you can kind of scheme the running back in. But I do think it makes a difference from this perspective, Chris. So you look at their depth charts. Daryl Henderson is up next. Xavier Jones after that. You know, McVay's good enough that you would think they'll figure something out. They won't have a bad running game. But like when I thought of the Rams this year, we know the defense is legit. They were one of the NFL's best last year. And we know the star power with Aaron Donald outside the football. But like my thought was, all right, they got Matthew Stafford. And now Stafford finally is on a team where he doesn't have to do it all, right? The pressure's off him from the perspective of You don't have to drop back 40, 50 times. We're going to play defense. We're going to run the ball. We're going to have to go play action, like, you know, how the Rams went with Jared Goff. But this time they'll have a, you know, a more talented throw over the football in Stafford than Goff. But if that run game is only okay or average, I could see them leaning more on the pass game, because they do have a lot of weapons there. I mean, think about it. They have Cooper Kupp. They have Robert Woods. Van Jefferson last year they drafted. Tutu Atwell this year, the speedster. They signed DeSean Jackson. I mean, this suddenly this could become a different kind of offense, because the strength now you would have to think lies with, you know, the pass catchers and Stafford versus, you know, more balance.
Yeah, and I know Henderson had some injuries last year, but I mean, he should be okay now. I think it was just an ankle situation and it wasn't anything too serious. So he should be all right. And you're probably right. They're going to rely more heavily on the pass game, but I don't think you're going to see a dramatic difference in what the offense is as opposed to what they wanted it to be before the season started. Yeah, maybe there is there's not that guy defenses have to worry about so much. You know, I mean, they're going to be game planning, of course, but they're not going to focus on Akers as much. Well, they're not going to focus on him at all, but they're not going to have to worry about him is the point. But I don't think it's going to dramatically change what they were going to do offensively. They're still going to be potent and they're still going to score a ton of points. It's just they're going to do it a little bit differently. So in terms of that, and obviously Akers is off the board for the conversation we had earlier, and I don't even think we got to him, the rushing plus receiving yards, but he was on that list of guys we were going to talk about. So clearly you don't have to worry about that anymore. But as far as the Rams go, they're still going to be really good this year. I don't know if they win the Super Bowl, but they are going to be a very dangerous offense.
Yeah, they will. They'll be good, and the defense is still going to be really great with Aaron Donald. So it's a formidable team, but that it's a blow. I mean, really, training camp hasn't started. The preseason hasn't started. You're losing players now. It's not a great omen. So Cam Akers gone for the Rams. It changes the running back market, yards leader, and it changes you know, one of the NFL's contenders here. Chris, let's throw a couple fun things in there, including yesterday. We got the news that Monday Night Football in effect is changing a little bit here. Not the actual broadcast, but now there's going to be a second broadcast headlined by Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. I guess Peyton calls his production company Omaha Productions, which is a great name. So it's going to be a mega cast, 10 games for the next three seasons on ESPN2. Will you watch this, Chris Ranji? What would you rather watch, the regular broadcast with Steve Levy and Greasy and Lit Riddick, or will you watch the Manning brothers during Monday Night Football?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Well, I think like everybody else, I'm at least going to try it. I think most people are just out of curiosity going to find out, you know. I don't know if I'll watch it primarily. Just had this conversation yesterday on 670 The Score in Chicago, because we were talking about this very thing. And I like traditional play-by-play broadcasts as much as I like, you know, say the StatCast broadcast in baseball when those happen every so often. Those are interesting, but I just like the traditional broadcasts. And I think what'll end up happening for me, I like Peyton Manning personally. You know, his personality I like Eli Manning's personality, believe it or not. And I think the two of them are going to be really entertaining. But I think what's going to happen for me is I will catch the clips of the best stuff they do later on Twitter. I feel like people are going to say, you got to see the thing that Peyton and Eli did. And that'll get posted. And then I'll watch that 2-minute video. That'll probably be what happens mostly, but I'm at least going to give it a shot at when they do it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I didn't enjoy the Monday Night Football broadcast last year with Levy and Greasy and Riddick. Not that any of those guys are particularly bad. I just feel like ESPN Monday Night Football has lost so much since Gruden left. It just feels like they're searching for something. I'd rather watch the Mannings. I mean, at least you're going to know you're going to get something interesting about the quarterback play, which is, you know, most of the game anyway now. So I'll watch that. I'm in on that. I will watch this, the second or I guess other alternate broadcast of Monday Night Football. One thing I've never been in on, I don't know if I'll ever go to Cincinnati. Chris, maybe you have. Have you ever had Skyline Chili?
Okay. I've never been to Cincinnati. I have had what Skyline Chili is like, but I've, you know what I mean? Like I've seen it made and I've had it. It is brutal.
Well, it, not only does it look brutal, it is also, if you're watching or listening to the Mets Reds broadcast last night, SNY in New York, listen to this, Gary Cohen here describing Skyline Chili. I don't think there's ever been anything that makes me want to have something less than listening to Gary Cohen describe this. Here it was last night during the Mets Reds broadcast.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili, the five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
And what do you put on the onions? You put some mustard or something on
that? No, wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go, is the cheese. I put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there, and this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt, or is that
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it, or...?
Well, no, you need to try everything once.
Okay, all right.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
Try it once, and you'll never eat it again.
Yeah.
That was probably makes me want to have something. I've never had want to have something less than after listening to that.
Joe, I live in, well, I'm from the St. Louis area. I grew up in the St. Louis area, and there is a style of pizza, a St. Louis style of pizza. It's just a thin, very, very thin crust with a cheese called Provel. And it's kind of a different sort of sauce too. That's on top of it. People outside of St. Louis despise it. They think it's the most disgusting thing ever. I am so glad that Skyline Chili exists to take the heat off St. Louis style pizza, because that Skyline Chili is terrible. Now, I've never had it in Cincinnati, but I've had that spaghetti with the beans and the chili and the onions and the cheese. I don't get it. It is horrific. Joe, if you've never had it, don't have it. There's no point. Your life will not be improved in any meaningful way.
So I've never had it. I've never been to Cincinnati. I've never had it. But I am someone that, like, you know, when I travel places or I go somewhere, I do like to try the, you know, the local flavor, whatever it is, right? If it's a drink or it's a food, or I'll try whatever if I go to a new place. So you're saying if I ever find my way to Cincinnati, Chris, you would avoid Skyline Chili at all costs?
Yes, that's correct. I don't see how it improves anything for you. It's the, well, because all that'll end up happening is you'll go back home and tell everybody I wasted a meal in Cincinnati on that.
And I don't even know, like, how much does that cost? Is that like a regular meal, like $12, $13, whatever it is? It seems like it's an overpay from what we saw and what we heard last night. Skyline Chili. Yeah. I guess for any of the everyone listeners out there who like it, we apologize, but we're out.
Sorry.
Listen, to each their own, but we're out. On the other side, We got to go prop shopping here. We got a big Major League Baseball slate, K-props, home run props, and, of course, Game 6 NBA Finals tonight. We'll go prop shopping for everything going on in the sporting world. That's next. This is BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.